It's Mike Houston after the Tulsa game.
Obviously, disappointing day. Disappointing end to this first season together. It's disappointing because we have higher expectations for our program than this, and that's that is a positive. We expect to be competitive with any team in this league. We expect to be able to go out and play games at a very, very high level and be able to win any given Saturday. And because of those expectations that we have created within the program, days like today are very disappointing. There's nothing that I want to take away from Tulsa. We've talked about it all week. We could obviously all see it on film that they're an extremely talented football team. Coach Montgomery's been there for several years now. These are his kids that he has recruited and developed. And they're a very physical team. They're a very explosive team. And certainly they made the plays they had to in order to win the ball game today. At the end of the day, that's what we didn't do. Too many mistakes on the defensive side of the football that resulted in explosive plays. And those are things that you can't have. It's something we've worked very hard to try to correct all throughout the year this year. And it's something that we have to get fixed. Offensively, we just couldn't find a rhythm there in the first half. We made some plays here and there, and we did finally put some points on the board in the second half. But it's a very much a complementary game. Offense, defense, and special teams, all three have to play together, and we just weren't able to do that today. We're all disappointed in the end of the season, and at the same time, when given some time to reflect back, we will look back because Tuesday is the one-year mark of when I was hired. A year ago on Tuesday, I was hired to take over the program. And is it in better shape today than it was a year ago? Yes. I mean, anybody that doesn't see that or doesn't say that obviously is not paying a whole lot of attention. At the same time, are we where we want to be? Not even close. We have very high expectations for East Carolina football. This is a great place. I think that we can get there, there's no doubt, and we will get there. And the coaches, we will immediately begin the recruiting trail. We'll leave out tomorrow to go and solidify this recruiting class, and that's what we got to do. We have to recruit at a high level. We have to develop those young men, and we have to continue to develop the players in our program. The players that I hate it for are the seniors. You have 16 seniors that played their last game wearing the purple and gold today. And that group is a special group because, as I stood here a year ago, that was the group that said they were determined to make sure that when they left the program, it was headed in a different direction than it was last December. They can rest assured that they did that. They did accomplish that. The culture in our locker room, the work ethic, the commitment to each other, the unity, just so many positives off the field. There's so much positive about the group that we have right now. We just got to continue to push forward, and we got to continue to develop, and we got to continue to fight to get our program where we want it to be.
Coach, they seem very intent about taking away what have been effective for you in the last few weeks, especially with Tyler going across the middle. How much of that was what they did defense, and how much was just not executing?
Well, I mean, we had a good bead on the breakdown of what they were going to do. Combination of the cover two, two man, and man free. They did a good job of taking away a lot of the crossing routes because they did drop so many at times. The disappointing thing was we weren't any more effective running the football than we were today. If a team is going to play a lot of coverage, then obviously you got to be able to run the football better. We knew that they were very good up front. They're very good at the linebacker level, so we knew it was going to be a challenge. But, that was kind of the deal right there.
On defense, what are some of the big picture things you'll take into the offseason that you'd like to change?
Well, we got to get bigger, faster, and stronger is the biggest thing. Certainly philosophy-wise, myself and my predecessor are drastically different on what we envisioned we want on that side of the football. You look at our size versus the size of some of the teams in this league, or most of the teams in this league, and we've got to continue to develop our guys. We've got to be stronger. We've got to develop our guys, you know, interiorly in the trenches. In the secondary, we've got to continue to develop there. You know, you look at a lot of the big plays today, it's frustrating when you call things that should take away those. And, you know, if you can make offenses work, you know, to move the football, then that's when you have success. And just the explosive plays, and I don't, you know, it's easy to sit here and point fingers, and I don't want to do that. We've got to do a better job. That's it. We've got to do a better job. We've got to develop our guys. We've got to recruit and develop in the weight room. And we've got to develop a certain edge on that side of the football.
In your first run through this league, is there a certain aspect of speed or personnel or team or something you think that is key to winning games in this league?
Well, I think the big thing that really stands out each week is just the size and speed of the fronts. You know, the offensive defensive linemen in this league. And it's a big boy league. You know, we all know the skill kids, because anybody can sit in the stands and see the skill kids and how explosive some of those guys are. But the fronts in this league are, you know, they're no different than what you're going to see in most of the top conferences across the country.
With the way you guys played the previous three games, how much does this one kind of sting to finish the year on?
Yep, that's it. I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, we've created expectations to go out there and be competitive and win these ball games. You know, and we should. You know, we should have those expectations. We've got to take a look. I've got to take a look at everything we've done. You know, because just because it worked for us some other place doesn't mean that, you know, it's what we need to do here. I do think we accomplished a lot, and I think we grew so much. But it's obvious that we got to continue to still develop, not only as players, but with what we're doing as coaches. You know, we've got to continue to develop. This is a highly competitive league. I'm excited to be in this league. I think that East Carolina is in the right place. But we got to understand that everybody in this league is highly committed to, you know, playing football at a very, very high level. And, you know, we've all got to be committed to doing the same things that everyone else is doing if we want to be competitive at a high level.
You talked about the preparation getting better for the last three games. Was there any indication this week that it wasn't as good?
No, I mean, we had a good week of practice. Does Thanksgiving and change of routine, can that throw kids off sometimes? Yeah, especially with a young team. But we had a very good walkthrough yesterday. We were very good this morning. I think that, when we give up a couple of big plays, which, you know, really, you know, you got 10 guys doing a great job and one guy makes a mistake and you have a big play, and that's what football is. But we gave up a couple of big plays, and I thought we lost a lot of steam in our sails. And we gotta continue to grow up. I mean, it's when we eat pregame meal, it blows you away that – because we eat by class. Seniors get something to eat. Juniors get something to eat. Sophomores get something to eat. That goes pretty fast. When I tell the freshmen to go get something to eat, half the room stands up. We've got to continue to grow them up, teach them how to fight and overcome adversity, teach them how to play this game the right way. So we got to continue to push the program to get better. That's the disappointing thing about today.
Everything's kind of geared towards getting that fifth win. Now that you didn't, what did you kind of tell your team in the locker room after this one?
You know, I talked about the seniors first, just to what they mean to the program, and how much this stings today. But when they've, just like I've said up here already, you know, when they look back on this, you know, they know what we've accomplished in the last year. Is this where we want to be? No. Is this where we expect to be? No. But that shows growth too, because we expect to win that ball game out there. The returning players, the returning coaches, you know, it's our job to pick the torch up in January. And I told them, I said, this feeling right here stinks. I mean, it hurts down deep inside. So that's why you got to understand that in January, you're going to be pushed. I mean, that's it. We've got to develop. We've got to push. We've got to continue to bring the program to a higher level.
Coach, you had a turnover early in the second half. At that point, the game had not gotten away, but that seemed to be not what you wanted at that point, obviously.
Well, no, I mean, we had some momentum right there, and, had to take a shot play called, and a freshman, you know, he was the integral player right there, and, you know, he made a mistake with the ball fundamentals right there and put it on the ground. So Obviously, that was a situation where we wanted to be very aggressive. Coming out of the half, we got a stop. You get the turnover, and now you have a chance to take a shot and get back in the ball game. And unfortunately, we give it back to them. Anything else? Thanks a lot.